For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In a record-breaking year for homicides in Memphis, deaths attributed to domestic violence have nearly doubled compared to 2019. Police and advocates say that's because the pandemic is a powder keg of factors that already fuel domestic violence. WKNO contributor Natasha Sanyanovich has the story, which is produced in partnership with the University of Memphis's Institute for Public Service Reporting and the Pulitzer Center.
Domestic violence cases comprise more than half of all police investigations. In Memphis, that's about 15,000 cases annually, handled by a staff of just 20, one of whom, Lieutenant Stephen Roach, says this year has been particularly violent.
We're seeing a lot less strangulation and a lot more shootings and stabbings. Roughly, I would probably say it's increased probably anywhere from 15 to 20% over last year.
Roach is a supervisor in MPD's domestic violence unit. He says the cases involve family members, kids, even the elderly. But most of all,
what I'm seeing an increase of is more intimate partner violence.
That means between current or former spouses or partners. The increase is not surprising in a state with some of the nation's highest rates of women killed by intimate partners. Of course, not all victims are female. Statistically, one in four women and one in nine men will experience domestic violence. And of this year's 20 homicide victims so far, seven were men. However, most of them had been previously charged with assaulting the women who wound up killing them. And several of those cases were deemed justified self-defense.
This is a very, very, very difficult time for the country.
Sergeant Richard McKinney of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office says the pandemic has strained a lot of relationships. But some become dangerous when abusers and victims are locked down together without even a workplace to go to for relief.
When you have stay-at-home orders and you have layoffs with jobs, all of those things are the ingredients for a domestic disaster.
In fact, a national study has shown unemployment is the biggest predictor of whether a woman in an abusive relationship will be murdered. And in Memphis, unemployment is still three times higher than it was pre-pandemic. The second biggest predictor of murder is access to a gun, by far the most common weapon used in any homicide. And guns are fairly easy to come by, says Shelby County District Attorney Amy Weirich. A rising number are stolen weekly from cars and often used for criminal activity.
Yeah, our gun crime is up. Every category you can think of is up, way up across the board, including DV.
Including domestic violence, which makes up half of all violent crime in the city, says Weirich.
Our DV unit of prosecutors inherits about 6,000 to 7,000 new cases every year. The numbers are staggering.
Right now, many of those cases are on hold, she says, because jury trials have been suspended due to COVID. But getting victims to prosecute abusers is already hard, sometimes because they're afraid of more violence, or because they care about the abuser, or rely on them for financial support. Another big reason, says Weirich, is how long it takes these cases to go to trial. She hopes that will change after the pandemic is over.
A victim of a domestic violence crime should be able to immediately access help from the courts. They shouldn't have to wait for docket opening.
Especially because it takes victims, on average, 7 attempts before they leave an abusive relationship for good, during which time the violence typically escalates, sometimes fatally. For the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.